Good evening, everybody. Now, today I'll be doing another two questionnaires, but before I get started, I had a couple of questions from Hilda Y. Mema about my answers on her questionnaire. First was, how are my eyes fucked? Well, you see, if I take my glasses off, one eye will maintain eye contact because that's polite, while the other will be checking out your ass. Or the ass of the woman about four streets over. Or whatever. I have a pretty severe squint, so yeah. Second was, how did I fit three sisters in one day? Well, first off, no, they didn't know. Partly because I didn't even know. It went middle, who was same age as me, at a party at 9 o'clock the night before, and then the oldest, which is 2 years older than me, at the same party at 2 o'clock AM, and then the youngest, who was a year younger than me, the next afternoon. I'm not going to go into too much detail because that would completely derail the entire thing I'm trying to do right now. But yes. And no, they didn't know. And the biggest shock was for me when I found out they were all related. So, yeah. Now, the first questionnaire I'm going to do is Cranky Pants questionnaire from Nickel Silver, I think. I'll have to check that one. So, looked good. Thought I would do it. So. Philosophically speaking, the best way to deal with anger and disappointment is A. Attack. My name is Tigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. B. Embrace. All you need is love. C. Shrug. I got one less problem without you. Obvious answer. Tigo Montoya for the win. Always. Contemplating vengeance. What's your pleasure? Poison, pistol, anthrax, ice pick, car bomb. What is the most effective blackmail, death threats, or character assassination? Probably the ice pick. It's up close and personal. And if it's vengeance, yeah, you want it to be up close and personal. And why not all of the above? Some blackmail, death threats, and character assassination. Always fun. When confronted by a bona fide jerk, do you 1. get mad? 2. Get even? 4. Smile and practice acceptance, because what goes around comes around. There doesn't appear to be an option 3. Well, I don't get mad, and it's kind of a cross between 2 and 4. I smile and practice acceptance. That wasn't even a word. I smile and practice acceptance while getting even. Do you consider problems barricades, temporary setbacks, or opportunities to practice patience? None. I don't consider any of them. It's literally just par for the course. Don't bring a gun to a knife fight. Sound advice or excuse for weak people who flunked out of the Assassin's Guild. Weak people. You don't bring a gun to a knife fight. You bring a knife. Woe is me. A pity party table for one. Bullshit, get down off the cross. We need the wood. Enough, throw gasoline on fire. You're ready to turn the shit around. How do you stop feeling sorry for yourself? Spark up a smoke and get on with it, I suppose. Oh, the options are let it out. Which of these options appeal to you more? Whack a pillow with a wiffle bat. Share your feelings with a friend who won't consign your bullshit. Have angry sex. Well, sometimes A and C are the same, so yeah. Sexual healing. Which GWA audio turns your frown upside down? Anything by Mia. Very vague answer, but that's what you're getting. Name three things you're grateful for right now. Well, one, the ability to fucking read. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with me today? Two, I'm relatively tall, so the weather's always nicer up here. And three, sex and drugs and rock and roll. Nothing gets those sweet, sweet endorphins flowing like exercise. Do you prefer to go for a stroll, charge up a hill, have enthusiastic sex, or punch a heavy bag, or dance? Well, what I do like to do is have a stroll until I get to the till, the hill, blah, blah, blah. Charge up it, have enthusiastic sex at the top, punch a heavy bag, and then dance all the way down. Whoever said you can't buy happiness hasn't had a massage or bought new lingerie. Please describe. I don't wear lingerie, so I can't describe that. My favorite self-indulgence, alcohol. Copious amounts of it, and I'm not talking like a couple of bottles here and there. I'm talking extremely copious amounts of it. Pull your head out your ass, roll up your sleeves, and volunteer for a worthy cause. Like, probably feeding the homeless, mainly because I've been there. So, number one tune on your happy music playlist is Le Fach. Primo Victoria by Sabaton. Well, I certainly feel better now. How about you? I don't feel better, mainly because I fucked this up so fucking badly and I cannot be bothered doing a retake, so I'm just gonna leave it. So, I'm not sure how I feel about this. Well, that was S Nickel Silver's Cranky Pants Questionnaire. I hope I haven't botched this up too badly. The second is also Nickel Silver. Procrastination Nation, get deadlines, due date, papers, yeah. So, when do you feel you're most sexually confident and why? When I'm naked. Because I like being naked. Don't get me wrong, I look like fucking Chewbacca and Bigfoot had a baby, but yeah. If you could live anywhere, where would it be? Probably the States. Because I. Everything's bigger over there, apparently. And I like bigger things. Are you a clean or a messy person in bed? Well, it depends what you mean by messy, but I'm going to say messy because I sure as fuck ain't clean. When you hit an obstacle, do you turn left, volunteer to direct traffic around it, or floor the accelerator? It depends if I've hit it already. If I'm hitting an obstacle, I'm flooring the accelerator. Favorite motivational saying? Pick one or add your own. Life is not about kicking, about kissing ass. It's about kicking ass. In the end, it's not going to matter how many breaths I took, but how many moments took my breath away. If I shot him when I met him, I'd be out of prison. Be the change you want to see in the world. None of the above. I would rather live on my feet than die on my knees. Do you know your life's purpose? Yes, I do. Share. Fuck. My life's purpose is basically experience tranquility. It's never going to happen, but that's it. True or false, if her bra matches her panties when she takes off her clothes, it wasn't you who decided to have sex. Well, listen, if she's taking off her clothes, there's a very high chance I never decided who was having sex in the first place. Would you rather walk, ride a bike, ride a horse, drive a Harley, or fly a plane? Since last time I was on a horse, it didn't end well. The horse turned and I went in a straight line off of it. I'm gonna have to drive a Harley. I used to drive bikes back in my younger days. I would definitely have to have a shot on a Harley. If money was no object, what would you do all day? Who'd you do it with? No limits. Oh, I would record GWA files all day with Samuel L. Jackson, Morgan Freeman, and Ryan Reynolds. What's the longest you've gone without sex? 3 years. What's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten? Oh God. Really? We could be here a while. Most unusual thing I have ever eaten. Bugs. Lots and lots of bugs, and there was a reason for it that I'm not going into. Have you ever been stood up? When did you realize it, and what did you do? Bonus question, were the police involved? Well, I've been stood up one time, and I figured I'd been stood up about 5 minutes after she didn't show up. I ended up going on a pisser with my mates, and yes, the police were involved because of that night. Nothing to do with being stood up, but the police were involved. Now, that appears to be all I have for the questionnaires at the moment. I quite enjoy doing these. This one has been a clusterfuck of clusterfucks. It is fubar beyond belief. So, yeah. If anyone sees any more or would like actual answers for whatnot, just let me know and I will do what I can to sate your curiosity. Toddster123, logging off. Thanks for listening.